I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Puerto Rico is caught in a series of tremblers that began late December and peaked January 7th with a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. Fear keeps more than 4,000 people on the streets in 10 cities as aftershocks continue. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministries says they're sending hope and encouragement to Puerto Rican families.
The survival needs are already being met. Other people have been responding with that, and that is a good thing. But the one thing they lacked was how do we reach out spiritually to kids that are struggling? And I think anytime you rock a child's world, they just want something to comfort them.
Keys for Kids wants to send $12,000 worth of audio and print resources in English and Spanish. They need your help. And a matching gift doubles every donation. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. An Iranian law and society have silenced women for years, yet now they're removing the headscarf. Joanne Doyle with Not Forgotten, a division of Uncharted Ministries, says the situation is a spiritual one. Satan wants to destroy, but these women want freedom. Doyle encourages Christians.
And I would also pray for these dear women trapped in Islam and Iran. So many of them that are seeking to be brave and bold and to speak truth are being persecuted, being sent to prison. And we know a lot of the prisons, Evin Prison, for example, in Iran, they are notorious. They are horrific. The torture that people endure is horrible. So pray that God would surround them and protect them so that they have the opportunity to respond to faith in Jesus Christ.
Please lift these Iranian women in prayer today and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.